BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A BBC investigation has cast doubt on the Greek Coast Guard's account of the hours leading up to the sinking of a migrant ship last week. Hundreds are thought to have died. An analysis of maritime traffic suggests another vessel provided the ship with food and water at the request of the Greek Coast Guard at least 7 hours before it capsized. But the Greek authorities claimed half an hour later the boat was on a steady course towards Italy. The Greek Coast Guard has not yet responded to the BBC's findings. Adriana Tedona is with Amnesty International.
We have advocated for a solidarity-based and also a human rights-based approach to search and rescue that places equitable responsibility on countries affected by migration movements, and also a system that involves the participation and work of NGOs, for instance. But what we have seen is instead that states are reducing the search and rescue capacity and they are cracking down on NGOs, with the result that the Mediterranean and the Aegean are only becoming more dangerous.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to hold a second day of discussions with top officials in Beijing, though it's unclear if he'll meet President Xi Jinping. He'll have talks with China's top diplomat Wang Yi and address reporters before returning home. Wendy Coulter is with the Asia Society Policy Institute in Washington.
I think it'll be very important to see whether indeed Secretary Blinken gets an audience with Xi Jinping today. I think it's likely that he will, because I think that China has an interest, like the U.S., in stabilizing the relationship. And President Xi is planning to visit the United States in November for the APEC meeting, and he will want a very smooth and positive meeting in the United States. The more engagement that's taking place between the two countries, even if we're not seeing eye to eye on all the issues, talking is better than not talking.
The High Court in Israel has issued an interim injunction against a law that has given the far-right National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, enhanced powers over the police. Sebastian Usher reports.
This is the latest episode in the showdown between the current Israeli government, the most far-right in its history, and the judiciary. The so-called police law was passed at the end of last year by Israel's parliament. The legislation was drafted at the behest of Mr. Ben-Gvir, who was also its main beneficiary. The law grants the National Security Minister substantially more authority over the police. This has caused great concern among Mr. Ben-Gvir's critics, who believe it risks politicising the police. The High Court has given the government 90 days to respond to its injunction.
BBC News. A regional minister in Belgium has resigned after hosting an Iranian and Russian delegation at an urban planning conference in Brussels this month. Pascal Smet said he took the decision when it was disclosed the capital's regional government paid the accommodation costs for the delegations, which included the ultra-conservative mayor of Tehran, who has close ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The UN says Russia is continuing to prevent the distribution of aid to people affected by the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine earlier this month. Its humanitarian coordinator for Ukraine said Russia was denying access to the areas under its military control. Votes are being counted in Mali following a referendum and a new constitution that maps out the process of returning the country to democratic civilian rule. The military leaders who seized power in 2021 have said they will hand over to an elected government next year. Uruguay has abandoned a plan to melt down a bronze eagle recovered from a sunken Nazi warship and recast it as a dove of peace. President Poe said it was clear an overwhelming majority didn't support the plan. James Reid has more details.
The 350-kilogram bronze eagle, clutching a swastika in its talons, has been the subject of controversy ever since it was salvaged from the wreck of the Graf Spee in 2006. Germany complained when it was put on display and opposed a private sale for fear it would be bought by Nazi sympathisers. On Friday, the Uruguayan government said it would be turned into a dove of peace, but this provoked an outcry, with critics saying it should be kept in a museum as a reminder of the evils of the past. The Graf Spee was scuttled by its own captain in 1939 after being cornered in the River Plate by British warships.
BBC News.